News in brief at Press TV. Egypt's interim foreign minister Nabil Fahmy says Cairo supports a peaceful solution to the crisis in Syria. Fahmy says Egypt is not seeking to wage a, quote, jihad there. He also expressed concern over non-signatories to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, alluding to Israel. Fresh clashes have erupted between Kurdish militants and foreign-backed insurgents in Syria's northeastern regions near the border with Turkey. Kurdish militants linked to the Democratic Union Party have reportedly taken control of a checkpoint from al-Qaeda-linked insurgents. The Kurdish militants had captured Ras Al Ain town in Hasaka province. Protests continue in the U.S. state of Florida after the acquittal of George Zimmerman, who shot dead an unarmed 17-year-old black teenager last year. Trayvon Martin's father is leading the protests in Miami. Protests are also expected in more than 100 cities across the country. Hundreds of protesters in the Pakistani-controlled Kashmir have rallied against the killing of seven protesters by Indian troops on the other side of the border. On Thursday, Indian troops opened fire on protesters as they were demonstrating against the desecration of the holy war on by Indian security forces. A leading international human rights group says the Indian government must end the impunity of its security forces in killing Kashmiri protesters. The Human Rights Watch is urging New Delhi to appoint an independent inquiry to investigate the deaths of several demonstrators 2 days ago. Clashes between police and protesters have left at least five people wounded in the town of Treps, west of Paris. Six people were also arrested during Friday night clashes. Now, the demonstrators were protesting the arrest of a man whose wife was ticketed for wearing a face veil. Myanmar lifts a state of emergency in areas where Buddhist extremists killed dozens of Muslims a few months ago. Officials say the decision was made because stability has been restored there. Back in March, more than 40 people, most of them Muslims, were killed in the town of Maktila. Bahraini regime forces fire tear gas and sound bombs to disperse anti-monarchy demonstrators in the tiny Persian Gulf Kingdom. Anti-regime rallies were held in several villages. Now, the kingdom has been witnessing similar protests since February 2011. Manama has responded with harsh security measures.